Good morning. It's 25 minutes to midday on the 1st of November. I was at a Halloween party last night in Cumbernauld with Neighbourhood Networks. It was networks from Coatbridge, Airdrie, Springburn, that's Glasgow, and maybe some others. But Coatbridge is the biggest one. We're the biggest network. It was a good night. I've recorded some audio booze, you know, when we were there last night. The raffle tickets, yep, I got a prize and that. It's a green bangle and a couple of bath blasters. I think Grant got a prize as well, and Sharon. Because Grant was dressed up as a panda. My mum thought it was quite funny. Yeah. And there was Amanda. She was dressed up as a bumblebee. What was that? Lord Gruesome. Whatever that is. I'm not really sure. It's from some cartoon or something, I think. I don't know. It was a disco and then a buffet. It was a good night. I had 4 Blue Wickeds. Yeah, just 4. But I was a bit annoyed at the end, in fact. Was angry. It was transport. Because I'd booked my bus, you know, the dial bus, my bus, for 10:30, but it never turned up. No. I don't even know who was on. Don't know. So, it's the second time that's happened with my bus. Well, for me anyway. I think it's a certain member of staff at the SPT office forgets to tell the drivers and that, yeah, where they're going or who to get and that. Because it's happened before. And I waited till about 11 o'clock last night and there's no bus. So, I tried to get a taxi, and that didn't come either. They're called Swift taxis, but they're anything but. But then, why me? The others got their taxis all right. You know, 3 taxis and... Well, I didn't. Why me? Always think because of the dog or that, but then no. What happened was I waited with Teresa for about 20 minutes, either for the bus or the taxi. None of them came. And then Teresa's husband, Gordon, he phoned up the office of the taxis. He says, "I've got a blind girl here with a guide dog. Been waiting for 20 minutes in a taxi." And they said, "Oh, I haven't even got one for her. They're all in Airdrie." Teresa's like, "Couldn't have said that in the first place, because we were at Wiflet train station, and that's where the office is. So we were standing there, so couldn't they have told us that in the first place, that they were all in Airdrie? And then we wouldn't have booked it at all. So, transport. But now, I don't know. We'll complain to SPT on Monday morning about the dial-a-bus. But as I said, it was a good night anyway. And I did take my dog. I had to because it was barking at all the children and that, you know, and that coming into my house, you know, for Halloween last night. So that's why I took the dog. But it was really good as well. It was. It was in a bar in Cumbernauld. So that's what we were doing last night. I've got a few things planned for November. Next Sunday, I've got a christening. Not tomorrow, but a week tomorrow. It's my cousin's baby, Charlie. Then I've got, I think, psychiatrist. And getting my eyebrows done as well. That's next Wednesday. Yeah. And I don't know what else. But I think there's a few things. Got a few things planned. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye just now. Bye.